One issue that can easily agitate potential college students and their parents is race. Some colleges say they do not use race as a factor in admissions. Others clearly do. And still others change their minds. The University of Georgia is planning once again to use race to decide which students will be admitted. The university stopped doing that 3 years ago, but a low number of African Americans in this year's freshman class caused a faculty committee to take another look. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
It's finals week on this campus northeast of Atlanta, and many students are studying. In the Student Learning Center, Jittery Joe's, a purveyor of coffee drinks, is a popular spot. Some work at laptops, others read books. Two students at this table review notes for their anthropology exam.
Are you going to read the summaries at the end of the chapters at least?
No, not at all.
That's a waste of time. No, I'm definitely studying the exams because she said to study the old exams.
But also on the minds of students is all the talk about the proposed changes in the school's admissions policy. Gail Fowler, a junior who is white, says she doesn't believe in race-based admissions.
I don't really think that special treatment should be, you know, given to allow people in. I mean, I think there needs to be a standard, you know, like, and if you meet that standard, that's awesome. But I don't know, I kind of have a problem with saying just because you're a certain cultural background that you should be, you know, picked over a different student.
This fall, only 202 black students enrolled at the University of Georgia out of a freshman class of about 4,500. That's just 4.5%. Those numbers concerned and alarmed the university president, and the faculty started to think about changing its admissions policy.
We want to have an excellent student body, and that's what started all this.
Robert Gatewood is the associate dean of the College of Business and chairman of the faculty committee that drafted the diversity policy. The administration is seeking not only to improve diversity in the area of race, but he says in the bigger picture as well. For example, instilling a sense of values.
And what we think is these characteristics are important for that kind of personal development and personal maturity for students.
In addition to race, the university is seeking students who speak different languages, come from different regions, and have different life experiences. Since the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling last year in a pair of cases involving the University of Michigan, more universities are open to changing their admissions criteria, as long as they can figure out how to defend themselves from possible lawsuits. Legal experts say the Supreme Court did not give clear guidelines for exactly how far schools can go in using race and how long they can continue to do so. The Center for Equal Opportunity in Virginia opposes the use of race. Roger Clegg is the center's attorney.
It's still not something that schools should want to do. It's something that schools should voluntarily decide that they are not going to engage in. And ultimately, we hope that we can persuade schools to come to that conclusion.
The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights is investigating a complaint that the University of Virginia discriminated against white applicants applying for admission to undergraduate school. The office has received similar complaints from at least four other schools. Here on the campus at Georgia, students are divided. Wendy Reynolds Dobbs, who is African American, says putting race back into the mix would help.
It's good to have different perceptions in classrooms, you know, to get other people's opinion. You know, when you're all around the same type of people, you lose that. So, I mean, in America, it's not just one race. So if you're in a class with just one race, it just doesn't make sense.
The faculty committee is still working to come up with exactly how it will consider race in its admissions policy, but officials say they've already missed the deadline to affect next year's class. Now they're working on changes that could affect the class of 2006. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.